I'm pretty good at this. I deserve to be paid for this.
Hello, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
All right, Kevin, we're going to dive in and have a fireside chat with Dan Bauman, the founder of Chief Experts Design Build Academy. And I'm really excited for this one in the fact that he, again, has been in the construction arena that has now challenged himself in the industry to take what he learned as a remodel contract to then get into chief architect, which he is now a trainer and really has a lot of great insight to help contractors and architects grow their business, and especially in kind of that design build category.
Well, and we learned of Dan from our interview and conversation with Peter Brown recently, and he's utilized not only the chief architect platform, but also was given a lot of good background and help and expertise from Dan. So looking forward to hearing all those details about how he transitioned from being a remodel contractor to working in the technology arena, and then kind of giving back to the community, helping teach them become even more effective in their business.
Yeah, and I challenge, if you're listening to The Art of Construction and part of the tribe, if you're not really dialed in on your plan and your presentation, we deal with it at Mountain View Window and Door on a regular basis to where the homeowner just comes in and they don't have a set of plans. It's really hard to paint that picture, so to speak, of begin with the end in mind. If we have that 3D picture that the homeowner can understand, as well as with all of the 2D stuff that actually spells out the proper sizing and structure of the project, then everybody can really work together and have the best interests of everybody in the project.
Absolutely.
I'm Devin Tilley, and my day job is the president owner of Mountain View Window and Door.
And I'm Kevin Keith, sales manager and chief relationship officer with Mountain View Window and Door.
Lock and load, team. So what's your favorite beverage?
My favorite beverage would be tea. A year and a half ago, I had to make some hard choices. Not hard choices, actually. They're easy choices. After drinking too much coffee every day and feeling bloated, you know, 1 to 2 pots of coffee, too much. So I said, I made a commitment, gave up tea, gave up alcohol, and have not regretted it ever since. So I just sip on a little tea now, and I'll have a NA beer every now and then, and I'm good. And
perfect.
I've shed 20 pounds as a result of all that.
Nice.
So I did like my beers. That's my craft brews, you know, the microbrews. So yeah, good stuff, but high calorie, high carb.
What's a favorite place you've traveled?
Gosh, my favorite place I've traveled, you know, probably Hawaii at this point with my wife a few times. It's been a long time since I've been there, but we had some memorable times there, especially on our 5th wedding anniversary. We just celebrated our 33rd the other day, so it's time to get back over there. But yeah,
it
was just one of those great trips that you just don't forget.
What's one memorable experience from that 5th anniversary?
Of all the silly things, it was that when we checked in the night, we got put in this room that had crunchy carpet. So we made a conscious decision right then. We weren't going to stay there for that week. So the next morning, we went out and found a hotel, different hotel, and we found this brand new Westin hotel. It was an absolutely amazing, amazing piece of architecture in an amazing hotel right on the beach. It was so perfect that you couldn't even describe it.
That's one of the beauties of travel. Sometimes you just have to be flexible. You know, I've had that happen many times where you show up at a destination and it isn't quite what you expect, and you got to go figure out a good solution. So good for you.
Yeah, exactly. So all you got to do is ask.
You only get one chance to make a first impression, right?
Yes, exactly. Or to receive a first impression.
Yep.
So what's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena?
I do a little bit of golf, bike riding. I don't know if you call those hobbies or not. You know, as I'm getting older, you know, the long walks with my wife, things like that. I just really enjoy those more than ever.
You know, definitely. I was up in your neck of the woods when we will learn about your business up in Minnesota. I just got back from the Ryder Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that is something that I'd challenge anybody to go experience, because then there's golf, and then you add the country factor on top of that.
Yeah.
And the emotions and the passion for that is just something that's so cool, especially right now where the politics are, regardless of what side you are on. There's a lot of stuff running around, but the fundamentals back at the end of the day is just people really do care, but you got to peel back the right layers and get that nasty stuff out of the way. And that's what I hope we can talk about as far as you being a contractor and now kind of getting into the training or education field of our arena. And that's what we really love and our passion here on the Art of Construction is for contractors and architects to grow their business. And we feel education is the way to truly do that. So tell us about your company, Chief Experts Design Build Academy, out of the Twin Cities area in Minnesota, correct?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I started in the construction industry back in 1976, right after high school, right after graduating. My brother gave me a call. I was going to trade school and said, "Hey, Dan, you want to go into business?" And I said, "Oh, sure, why not?" You know, I was stupid. I didn't know any better. We were together 5 years doing residential remodeling. And we actually did a bunch of light commercial stuff, too. We did fire remodeling. We were doing all sorts of stuff. And he got smart, went back to school, got a business degree. I kept doing remodeling. Went through a few partnerships. I've been through the ropes. Did it for 20 years. And in 96, I hung up my contractor's license. And I pursued the software called Chief Architect. It's a CAD software for drawing buildings. And the software that I had found in 93, I was one of the first people to purchase the software and start using it at version 1. And fell in love with it instantly. And I knew instantly that this was going to be a game changer for the construction industry because I had been looking for a CAD program for years, struggling to find one, struggling to get my plans done on the board. I couldn't read my writing. You know, I was one of those sloppy writers. And this CAD software allowed me to really do what I wanted to do, and that's create a good set of plans. In fact, the first day I got the software, it's kind of funny because I had my old 286 computer and I stuck the diskette in there and loaded up Chief Architect. Back, you remember the old diskettes? not the floppy ones. Yeah. These were the hard ones. And instantly started drawing this plan for a second story addition that I was working on for a client. Got it all laid out that afternoon, took my whole computer system over to the client's home that night, my 17-inch monitor, my desktop, everything. And we proceeded to draw for about 4 to 5 hours, moving walls around and thing. And at this time, it was only in 2D. There was no 3D in the software. And this was an $85,000 job that I got instantly because I did that. It's like I was hooked. I was absolutely hooked. Called the company and talked to the president. I said, you know, I kept sending her emails. Hey, this person should have this. This person should have this. Next thing I know, she asked if I want to be a dealer for the software, and then I'm a beta tester for the software. So I've been involved with the company ever since. So that's 18 versions ago. I started teaching the software at version 2 on how to use it. The cool thing about it was I got to use it in my construction business for 3 years. And I really, from measuring buildings to drawing as-built, I would actually take my laptop. I had a little Texas Instrument laptop with a 9-inch screen that I would take out on the job site and measure the buildings right on site. You know, I had no more paper scratching that I had to decipher back at the office. So through the years, I just really have learned how to use it. And every day I still find new ways to use the software to design things for buildings. That's the cool thing about it. It's kind of like an adult toy. Adult gaming, okay? So we actually make money with our gaming product here. And that process has continued all these years. I've taught thousands of people how to use this product. I have a membership site that people can log on. I record everything that I do. I do a lot of webcasts where I'm teaching how to use the software. It's just a ball. I mean, I just love helping contractors and designers learn how to use this software in their business so that they can do a better job in the planning process. A good set of plans makes all the difference in the world on how a project is either successful or not successful. You know, if you were to ask people how the projects went, and then if people say that it didn't go very well, probably one of the root causes is a bad set of plans to start with, you know, in all of the effort and the research and the communication and everything that goes into creating a good set of plans. You just finish it before you start it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we had Peter Brown on the show, as you know, and that's how we were introduced to you. And that's one of the questions we asked Peter after he described his business. and kind of how he evolved from a contractor into working primarily in the design areas. How did you kind of make that transition? Explain that a little bit. And then he was talking about the exact process that you're describing, and he just, for him, it just was a huge turning point in his business as well.
I love Peter. He's a great guy, and we've been friends for a long time now. He came to some of my training classes. That's how we got to know each other. And some of the things he's done with Chief Architect in his videos,
yeah,
the way he shows things, is just like, he's nailing it, man. He's doing such a great job, you know, showing how a project gets put together using the 3D visualization in the CAD software. And he's really taken the software to a new level in the way he does that. And he puts a lot of time into those videos that he does. So we'll have to put a link in this, and I encourage people to go watch some of his stuff, because he just does a great job.
Well, and one of the things that we asked Peter was, through this question answer process, he was saying how much it was working well. And I asked the question based on what we've seen. We were just at the International AA show in Philadelphia a few months back. And over the course of time, there's been thousands of new introductions of different CAD software. And we just saw a new round of things. And we said, well, it sounds like you've stuck with this Chief Architect. Explain why. So talk a little bit about yourself in terms of your experience and seeing all the different versions of things out there. And you've stayed with them the entire time, and it's worked well for your business as well.
Well, a couple of reasons. I mean, Chief Architect, they have a great company, great people. They just do an amazing job at listening to their client base. And the majority of that client base is the small contractor that I service. So that's what makes it so exciting for me, is because they're building a piece of software. They're building a software that fits my client base really well. It's an easy software to use. It's easy to get into. The cool thing about Chief is you can load it up and start drawing plans with it right away and start making money with it immediately. Okay, you don't have to take 6 months worth of classes to start making money with the software. It's like a word processor. You open Word and you can type a letter. No problem. You're being productive right away. But with Chief, the cool thing is, like a word processor, if you want to get into more of the software, you know, with a word processor, you want to produce a book now with an index and all that stuff that's automated. Now you got to dig into some education and start learning how it works. Well, Chief is four programs in one. It's a drawing tool for laying out walls, but it's a 3D modeling tool as well. It's a rendering tool, and it's a layout tool, you know, layout with the 2D CAD like you have in AutoCAD. So you've got all of these tools combined into one package. And to really learn how to use all the different elements together properly, it can be a process that takes some time. That's what I really work on, is creating a process of teaching that makes it easy to understand how to use the software. I teach the software in a manner that makes it easy for you to understand and use, but also I relate it to real-world experience in the construction industry, you know, structure and design and layout and things like that. So I'm teaching you kind of both elements at once. You know, I've drawn, you know, thousands and thousands of plans with this thing over the years, have continued to educate myself in the design, working with clients. That's what I love, giving that back and teaching that to people and helping them shorten their learning curve in the whole process, get into it and start making more money and satisfying more clients, getting better projects.
Love it. There's two statements that really come to mind when I kind of listen to you peel back the layers. And the first one is, you learn by doing. And the second one is, sometimes good is good enough. And what I mean by that is, learn by doing, is that it seems like a lot of the people we talk to, and I'm lucky enough to be on Anderson's advisory council, and now I'm helping them really build out their, with this new portfolio called the Architectural Collection. And I'm kind of the guy pulling all this together, because I truly have been a window and door supplier for 12 years and have worked with all the different categories, so I can, the light bulbs seem to go off a little quicker. And that's also, I actually personally use the same software, definitely not an expert. I liked your analogy about the word processor. That's where I use the term good is good enough. If we're going to kind of do a showroom remodel or something, I can go in and make walls and do enough to where, to conceptually kind of tell the story. But then if we need to take it to the next level, that's where you bring an expert in or somebody to take the time. And I think that's really important in our industry, is that there's two things you never have enough of, and it's time and money.
Yeah.
So you better figure out, you know, how you want to get more time or build more money, and the things are always working together, and it always boils back to the tools. And every episode, Kevin and I are talking about tools and technology and get it right on paper.
Exactly.
And there's so many different tools out there, and it's been really interesting as we have guests that recommend each other how the Windy River all kind of comes together to the same commonalities, and that's what's been so fun to turn on the mic and talk about that. So one thing that I've really commend you with your company and is your kind of 15 reasons you should be charging more for your home plans. So if you are going to take the time to become an expert, you know, we're always talking about be really good at a few things and not be all things to all people. I love your kind of tagline of your program. So tell us the overview, and then we're not going to go and take a deep dive, but in the show notes, you'll see his 15 steps that you can follow up with Dan and his team. But tell us about the 15 reasons you should be charging more for your home plans.
And just to digress a little bit and go back to one of your comments about, you know, enough is enough sometimes. And I do work with a lot of clients that will struggle with the software because they're not only drawing, but they're 3D modeling now. Okay, 3D modeling is a whole new way to design. So what I instruct a lot of people to do is, you know, let's take it in little bites. Some people get it right away. Some people take some time. Some of the things they can all do right away. If you can draw a room, you can put a sloping ceiling on it and get some windows in it. That's pretty easy. Now someone wants to create this fancy cabinet array around the fireplace and stuff like that. And I just say, you know what, get the 3D part right, print it out, and hand sketch the rest in. Okay. Use Chief in combination with your natural ability. That's how people can use that. And, you know, it's just, you know, sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. And just like, okay, well, that's an easy one. All right. Let's just use it that way. But back to the 15 reasons you should be charging more for your plans. And this has kind of been a passion of mine for a very long time. And that's helping contractors, especially remodeling contractors, home builders, designers, architects, everybody that's in the design. Every job has to have a plan. All right, someone's got to draw a plan. And it's either going to be a poor plan or a good plan. All right, and everything in between. The goal is, and one of the reasons that you end up with poor plans on a project is because you're too damn busy. All right. Yeah, it's a small remodeling contract. You're wearing 25 hats. You've got all these things you've got to do all day long. You don't have time to draw all these plans for these estimates that you're supposed to do. And I experienced the same thing. One of the little stories I like to tell is back when I was, this is probably the early 90s, you know, about 5-6 years before I quit doing remodeling contracting. I was at a client's home, and it was a referral, and I was really, really busy, and I really didn't have time to take on another project. It was a referral, a good friend, so I thought, okay, well, I'll go talk to them and see what they're up to, what they got going. And it was a nice little family room addition, a kitchen remodel, a porch. It was a nice project, and it's like, God, I really kind of want this. But so I just said, told the owner, you know, to get started on a project like this, we have to get some plans going. And normally for a set of plans like this, I charge $750. And again, this, I'd never done that before. I just kind of, no one ever told me that I could charge for plans. I'd been remodeling for 15 years, and no one ever told me I could charge for plans. It's like, geez. So I just threw it out there. You know, the guy said, hang on a second. He left the room and came back a few minutes later with a check for $750. And he gave it to me. I went, oh, shit. Wow. That's kind of cool. So I learned a big lesson that day. And from that point on, I every project I did, I charged something. All right. $100, $200, you know, $1,000, whatever it was, you know, depending on how much time I thought I would have. And it was a revelation for me. Again, no one ever told me that I should be charging for plans. And so over the years of working with many, many contractors and designers, and you all know the price of what you should charge for a plan. There's no written rule what it should be. Should it be 1% or 15%? Should it be $10 an hour or $150 an hour? There's no rules. I mean, it's whatever the value is that you think you bring to the marketplace, whatever you're capable of selling. Okay. Part of understanding how to get the value that you're worth is to understand the reasons why a good set of plans is important. All right. And for me, on that fateful day when I charged $750, I instantly learned that the number one reason is it's the number one path to a commitment. All right. If you're charging for a plan and people say, you know, and you say $100 and people go, nah, we're just shopping around. Bingo. All right. You just saved yourself a whole lot of time of messing around with this client that wasn't serious about doing the project anyway. And if that's the only reason you charge for plans, that's a pretty darn good reason. All right. But there's a lot of other reasons. And, you know, I'll just briefly touch on some of them. Well, professionals get paid for their services. A contractor is a professional, and they deserve to be paid for their services, and drawing plans as part of the service. Doing the estimate is part of the service. There's a lot of work involved in all of that. A dentist, a doctor, an attorney, they all get paid for their service. They get paid for their time. So that's another reason you should charge for your plans. It brings you to a new level of professionalism. And a good friend of mine is an interior designer, and many years ago she was talked about how she wasn't very busy, and you know, she was charging $85 an hour. And I said, Deb, you got to raise your prices, because I knew how good she was. And I said, you're not reaching the right clientele for the level of skill you have. She ended up raising her price to 100 and a quarter. And then I talked to her about 3 months later. She said she's busier than she's ever been. Because you got a whole new level of clientele. That mindset, it's all a mindset thing.
No, absolutely. And one of the things that Peter talked about was the impact of that 3D component in terms of establishing that value that you're describing, so that when people can visualize a little bit
exactly.
better, because the average person can't visualize in two dimensions very frequently. So when you hit that three-dimensional feature,
yeah.
That's why Peter's using so much of the video that we talked about off the air, is that it seems to be grabbing the attention and really reinforcing the kinds of things that you're describing. So talk a little bit about how that's impacted not only your business, but what you see with your clients as well.
Well, again, drawing in 3D takes extra time, you know, to a certain degree. I mean, in chief, it's easy because as you draw your plans, you're creating a 3D model. But truly, to create a really cool 3D model takes time, and you can discover a lot of things in that design process of doing that. But chief architect is probably, and I should say this with any CAD program that you can draw in 3D, SketchUp, Revit, all of those, and everybody's got their favorite tools. But anytime you can bring a 3D model, a 3D image to someone that shows what you're thinking, it becomes a really amazing communication tool. Not only a communication tool for you and the person that you're designing the plan for, but you and your subs, the suppliers. I mean, I assume people bring you guys 3D plans all the time saying, I want the windows to look like this. And you go, oh, okay. Yeah, we can do that. No problem. So it becomes an amazing communication tool. Bring that 3D element into the design process.
It's really the biggest probably separation part when we call it the needs analysis. When you're working through with everybody can understand 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Only certain people can understand 2D, and it's really expensive to talk about it after it's been built. You can't afford not to get it right on paper is kind of our message, and more we go through this, and people look at the overall budget, and they say, how can we cut the budget? And this is something where they basically people somehow come to the analogies where they can fake it till they make it, as
yeah.
well as they feel that good is good enough on paper, but it's you save so much money on the back end by getting it right on the front end. Wouldn't you say that's
yeah.
what we found over the years of kind of working as a contractor as well as now being a designer and training other people in the field by helping them build up their business? And that's the bottom line here. And your 15 reasons is legitimate reasons to say you get what you pay for.
Pretty much, yeah. Peter alluded to it a little bit in his interview where he talked about in the 3D design process, even he's able to discover things that he wouldn't be able to otherwise. I mean, here's a guy that in the industry for a long time, and we can look at a building and, you know, kind of have X-ray vision and know what's going on. But when you're designing something new and you need to find bearing points and where headers line up or where walls line up and things like that, when you're designing in 3D, you can discover a lot of things you wouldn't figure out otherwise. You might just miss. So that is a big element of that.
Well, and it goes down the line in terms of communication. You know, it starts with the ultimate customer that can buy into the concept. Then it goes to all and each of the individual subcontractors, consultants, engineers, et cetera, that you have to have conversations with to talk about specific details. There's no confusion.
Well, and that's even true. When I'm working on something, it's a great communication tool just for me. well, let's try this. Oh, this doesn't work. Let's try this. This is a little better. Let's do that. And then, oh, this doesn't line up, so we better fix this over here. So as I'm doing all this self-talk in the design process, I have a tool now that I can use to help me figure out the project. Another great reason it becomes a great communication tool.
So, Dan, tell us a little bit about your program and how somebody listening that is a remodel contractor or another type of contractor that has an interest in this kind of thing. Talk a little bit about the program you provide to help train up somebody to be an expert in this arena.
Yeah, well, I've been teaching chief architect for about 23 years now. My goal is, help people understand this process and get them to buy into it, that there's a better way. So they don't have to continue going through life scrambling all day long, trying to do all of these plans for everybody. So when we get that commitment from someone that, you know, hey, I'm ready to learn a better way to do this. And up until just recently, my number one goal is just to teach them how to use Chief Architect, all right, how to use the CAD software. For years now, I've been wanting to create more of a platform that I can teach more or the elements of that that go into all of that, marketing to capturing leads to, you know, qualifying leads to sales to, of course, using Chief Architect, how to measure buildings. There's a process that's involved in measuring buildings that I teach, that because the planning process of a remodeling project starts with the existing building, the as-built, if you've got a lousy as-built, you're going to have a lousy project. I teach how to design buildings accurately. You know, my tolerance, I've measured hundreds and hundreds of buildings, and my tolerance is 1 inch. If I'm off an inch, I'm going to figure out why. When I design my plan and Chief Architect, I have a 3D model when I leave the job site. That's my platform at Chief Experts Academy, is to bring those elements into a teaching platform. And most everything we do is online. The beauty of, you know, go to webinar and the different forms we can use now to present everything and then record it so that we have videos that you can go back and review anytime you want, makes it pretty easy to do that. So once we have a commitment, then it's just kind of a matter of where you at in the process. I offer different programs. I'm just getting ready to launch a Chief Architect Advanced Design Program, where we're going to really dig into the advanced function within the program. This spring, I'll be doing a whole new program, what I call Mastering Chief Architect. It runs about 30 to 40 hours of training over about, you know, 14 to 16 weeks. It's a big commitment. However, the cool thing about it is once you own the program, you own it, and you can come back and review things anytime. That program I'll be launching next year. I've done that for just about every version. And the last time I've done it was version 16. I'll be doing it on version 19 now, because the program hasn't changed that much over these versions. So even the information in version 16 is still perfectly relevant on how to use the software. So as you can see, I do some pretty intense courses. Plus, I'm also working with some other professionals in the industry to bring some of these other courses to contractors. I want to be teaching to who I was. I was a remodeling contractor. I was that less than $1 million remodeling contractor for 20 years. So I really get the challenges that people go through in their contracting business. And there's a lot of great people out there that have some amazing information to share. I'm creating my new platform to help bring these people in and present their information. So we're working on some of that too. So got a lot of things going on.
Cool. Hello.
Hi. I've been listening to The Art of Construction, and I noticed you guys have no sponsors. Why is that?
Well, thanks for the call. We do actually have a sponsor. It's Mountain View Window and Doors, our sole sponsor to run this great podcast. But we're always looking for quality companies that might have an interest in our audience of great architects and contractors.
So how could I become a sponsor for you?
Well, that's simple. This is Devin Tilley here. And the background of this is we are very specific about creating this show, that we don't want it to be a whole bunch of me, blah, 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 wah, 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 wah. This is all about you contractors and architects growing your business. And we're not going to fake it till we make it. This wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Mountain View Window and Door. The studio is in the best showroom in the nation, awarded by Anderson Windows and Doors, out of Denver, Colorado. But The Art of Construction is its own standalone platform that is now on its own website, www.theartofconstruction.net. And we are looking for the best advertiser, and we're not going to just settle for anybody. This is like Mountain View Window and Door, only the best that makes sense. And if you want to be part of that, reach out to us on theartofconstruction.net on the message board, and we'll run it through to the department and see if it's a good fit. So we look forward to talking to you, but we're going to guarantee you, contractors and architects, this is not an advertisement or a plug. This is all about you to grow your business. I know you've put a lot of energy into your 15 reasons you should be charging more for your home plans. We want to kind of dangle the carrot to where people go to the show notes, but we all know there's a lot of people that don't make the time to do that. So a lot of people just listen to the show. So I got to go through and run. So what I'm going to do is read the title of that, and then I want you to say the one thing to get people excited to go back and look for more. Does that sound good?
Sure.
So number one. It's the number one path to a commitment.
If someone's willing to put some money on the table, that means they're serious.
Number two, professionals get paid for their services.
Contractors need to understand and appreciate that they are professionals and they deserve to be paid for their services.
Number three, professionals work on building relationships.
Once you're getting paid for your services, you're going to be working for fewer people. As you're working for fewer people, you can spend more time with individuals building relationships.
Number four, as-built plans are essential for a remodeling project.
Putting the time into measuring a building is one of the best things you can do to create a good set of plans. And it takes a lot of time. You've got to get paid for that.
Number five, take the time needed to get the right information.
Again, as you're spending more time with fewer people, because you're working with people that pay you, you can learn how to ask good questions and help lead the people through the design process so you can get the information you need to build the right project.
Number six, finalizing the details in advance saves time.
Again, good set of plans will save everybody a lot of time.
Number seven, good plans eliminate mystery and surprises.
There you go. That kind of is self-explanatory.
Number eight, planning saves time and money.
Exactly. You know, the initial goal is to get paid to do the plans. Now you've got a commitment and you can take the time you need to create a good set of plans. And with a good set of plans, you're going to spend less time fixing mistakes. You're going to spend less time dealing with issues. You're going to be able to help a client choose different options that can save money. When you spend time on a plan, you can work through all of those things.
Number nine, an informed client is a happier client.
Well, there again, you eliminate surprises. You've just used a good set of plans as a great communication tool.
Number 10, an informed crew is a more productive crew.
You love those phone calls. What are we supposed to work on today? Where's the plan?
Number 11, fewer change orders save time and money.
Yeah, you know, I don't know a lot of contractors that love change orders. And the contractor that says we make most of our money on change orders is like, I don't know, shame on you. That means you're not doing a very good job in the plan. Every time you have a change, the job changes, the schedule changes, everything changes. It just takes time.
Number 12, satisfy your client's goals with new design ideas.
When you're working with someone closely like this, you learn more about them. And you learn more about their want and what their needs are. Through this process, you might be able to offer some great ideas that wouldn't have been thought of otherwise. That can really help satisfy a lot of your client goals, you know, with different ideas.
Number 13, creative product selection can save money.
Bottom line is the budget. And, you know, you're going to choose the, you know, $1,000 kitchen faucet or the $250 kitchen faucet. You can work through those details in the planning process. Coupling that with the estimating process, which I don't really even get into in this list.
Number 14, reduce the fear and anxiety of the unknown.
You're going to be in someone's house tearing it apart. A client looks at a blueprint and they don't know how to read a 2D blueprint, so they don't really know what they're getting. They just have to take it by faith that they're going to get what they want. But when you show someone in 3D what everything's going to look like, and you've gone through this process of creating this great set of plans and helping define everything that needs to go in the project, you will eliminate a lot of fear and anxiety. A lot.
And last but not least, number 15, prevent those angry phone calls from clients.
There you go. That kind of couples in with number 14. This one is, if you've got a good set of plans and everything flows through properly, you'll eliminate a lot of those calls from clients about what the hell is going on. So it's just good communication.
So as Matt Jones, it's a little bit of tradie talk, Matt, is now you can go back and hit rewind 30 seconds a few times and listen to those 15 things a few more times. I always say the best ideas are stolen, and there's so much experience and knowledge that Dan has put together here. Those 15 points, all of those should hit home if you're in the construction arena, and take some time to digest that stuff. And a lot of times we may be quote unquote pointing out the obvious, but the obvious things are the things you got to make sure you get right. Right, Kevin?
Absolutely.
So Dan, thanks for taking the time and all your expertise, giving back to the building industry and coming into Studio MBWD and telling your story.
And I appreciate this. And any chance that I get to offer some insights that will help the people in the construction industry do better in their business, I'm all over it. I just love this industry. I love the people in it. Developed so many friendships with my chief architect clients. And they're such great people. And they're just trying to make a good living in this industry. So anything that I can do to help cement in someone's brain that I'm pretty good at this. I deserve to be paid for this.
Awesome.
Yeah. Attaboy. Well, we commend you for all your hard work and giving back, and maybe the Art of Construction can show up sometime in one of your classes, because I'm definitely intrigued with all of the work and education that you put out for us.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I would love to have you guys on one of my calls. So we may just we'll reciprocate here.
All right, sure, man. We'll see you on the show notes, and we'll have all the information to get a hold of Dan if you want to learn more about what he does with his program.
Thanks, guys.
So I could talk with Dan all day long, the amount
Absolutely.
Of experience and knowledge and information that he has, and I'm definitely going to go back and digest those 15 points that he's put together to make sure the end customer, we're really thinking through all those details and setting up a story and an execution plan to make it happen.
Well, who says you can't teach an old dog new tricks? I mean, that's the amazing thing to me. I mean, obviously, Dan's been on the forefront for many years with the technology in the construction arena. But what I mean by that is somebody that's been in the construction field as a remodeler for many years can still get value and to learn a very quick basis to learn how to make their business more effective and generate more income, the thing that the Art of Construction is all about, right? How to grow your business. And to me, that's what's so fascinating about it, is that he's been using chief architects since the mid-90s, 20-some years, and on top of that is working through every single evolution that they have come out with and making it better, and then being able to teach it to folks like Peter Brown that are utilizing it in their daily business to go ahead and improve their business and make it more fun, more effective. That's what it's all about.
Well, Dan, truly, thanks for everything you do for the construction industry, and I hope we've set the stage for the right people to reach out to you. You help them grow their business one project at a time, but making sure we're slowing down and getting it right. As the Wyatt Earp quote says, speed is good, but accuracy is everything. Thanks, team.
You have been listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. To listen to more, please go to www.mtnview.us and click on the podcast tab. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and thanks for listening.